got RTL Today news, sports and weather at 3 o'clock. Here with your latest, I'm John Baker. The police are raising awareness that with the opening of the Christmas market, the number of pickpockets in the city has risen sharply, on the streets and also on public transport, especially the trams. As a result, patrols have been stepped up considerably, especially during peak hours, and the police are using flyers to draw people's attention to the issue. They encourage the public to approach them directly with any concerns. 2 years on from the change in the law to allow adults in Luxembourg to grow up to 4 cannabis plants in their home, the police and justice department have looked into how the change is going, and it seems that the law remains unclear to some still. In clarification, the owner of the plants must be the sole consumer, and consumption is limited to the plants they have grown themselves, so it is not permitted for visitors to a home to consume the cannabis grown there. Police are appealing for witnesses after a motorist failed to stop having struck a pedestrian at 7:45 a.m. this morning in Winkelried. The accident, which took place on the main road, left the man severely injured, with passers-by taking care of him until the authorities came, and according to police, the motorist involved was nowhere to be found once they arrived. In international news, latest weather forecasts have raised fears for more damage in flood-hit Indonesia and Sri Lanka after earlier deluges killed more than 1,500 people in 4 countries. In Indonesia, the weather agency warned the 3 hard-hit provinces on the island of Sumatra would see moderate to heavy rain between Thursday and Friday. French President Emmanuel Macron, making his 4th visit to China while in office, has appealed to Xi Jinping to help end the war in Ukraine and to tackle trade deficits as the 2 leaders met in Beijing today. The 3-day trip is an opportunity to shore up support for a ceasefire in Europe's deadliest conflict since World War II, as well as to attract more Chinese investment in France. Sports now, and Joe Root's century in Brisbane on the first day of the 2nd Ashes Test, the first of his prolific career in Australia, ends any lingering debate over his status as a giant of the sport. Only Sachin Tendulkar is above Root in the all-time test run scoring charts, and the retired Indian's at tally of 15,921 runs appears within reach of the 34-year-old Englishman. And the flame for the 2026 Milan Cortina Winter Olympics was handed to the host city organisers today in an Athens ceremony for a 2-month torch relay in Italy before the games open on the 6th of February. Following a 9-day torch relay around Greece, the flame was housed at the Acropolis in Athens for its last night before heading into Italy. For more on these stories and for all the latest news and updates, head to rtltoday.lu.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's currently fairly overcast and grey, with occasional showers and drizzle. Any sunny spells will be brief, I'm afraid, as rain is moving in from the southwest this afternoon. The temperature is currently around 5 degrees now, but may only rise to 6 later this afternoon.